Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on January 19th, the 8th day of the 2023 General Session of the 67th Legislature. Today, the House continued to hear bills in Committee of the Whole, second reading, and on third reading. House Bill 7, Underage Marriage Amendment, amends the minimum marriageable age to 16 in the state of Wyoming. The bill had significant debate on the floor, centered around the role of government in defining at what age a person should be able to marry. Points were made on both sides. Arguments were heard government should not be involved in this personal decision. I believe the role of government is to protect minors who may not be of developmental age to make a decision of this magnitude, as well as concerns over marriages disguising human trafficking. The bill has passed second reading of the House, keeping the original bill language at the age of 16. House Bill 18, Missing Persons Alert Systems, passed the House today on third reading. The bill integrates federal, tribal, and local law enforcement agencies in Wyoming under a standard Amber Alert-like system called the Ashanti Alert. The alert system gives law enforcement agencies another tool to locate missing Wyoming adults. I support this bill. House Bill 65, 988, Suicide Prevention, is enabling legislation to set up and fund the 988 Suicide Prevention Hotline within the Wyoming Department of Health. The 988 phone hotline was originally set up as a national hotline for individuals in crisis to connect to suicide prevention and mental health crisis counselors. Wyoming currently funds this hotline with American Rescue Plan Act dollars, and that money will run out in 2024. We heard testimony on the floor that the Wyoming hotline fielded over 500 calls in December of 2022. This bill would permanently set up and fund the program through a trust fund account. This bill passed Committee of the Whole with my support. I can be reached at Albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.